Being recorded from this point, so if you have a cell phone, please silence it. Start in about a minute.
I guess if we start on okay, like, this will probably be done.
It'll cost you 25.
Change going to be.
Do you want to be in? I'm going to start. I'm not going to wait for her. Okay. Okay, I'm seeing 6:30 p.m. on the clock. So at this point in time, I hear voices in the hallway. So we will resume from recess at this point as the Board of Equalization. So the first thing is for Amanda to do a roll call of those that are present.
Birch. Deitch.
Here.
Ludens.
Here.
Bueller.
Here.
Let's stand. Won't be here long. So we have three present, one absent from the Board of Equalization, along with myself. And then Rhea Nagel is here from the school board. And Brent Ronkema is here from the county commission. In addition, in the room, we have, can you please introduce yourself?
William Paulson.
Okay.
Chris Mays.
Okay. Also in the room. So at this time, we're in the Board of Equalization. We have a quorum. So we will continue. We have one appeal listed. That individual pulled his item from the Board of Equalization, so we have no appeals at this time. Is there any questions from the board members? Hearing none, then we'll look for a motion to adjourn the Board of Equalization and reconstitute as the Common Council.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, so Steve's made the motion. Larry, do you second?
I will second.
Okay. So Steve's made the motion to adjourn his Board of Equalization and reconstitute his Common Council. Larry has seconded. Those in favor say aye.
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 And those opposed, nay. And one absent. So we are now reconstituted as Common Council. So last item on the agenda for tonight is public comment period. So if there are any members of the public that are present, you can make a public comment. You have up to 3 minutes. Each person has 3 minutes. Comments made a public appearance cannot be discussed of anything on the agenda. There shall be no personal attacks against the mayor, members of the council, city staff, or any other individual. If you wish to make a comment, please give your name and your residence. Is there anyone that would like to make a comment?
My name is William F. Paulson, lifelong local of Springfield, South Dakota, Paulson Park. We're in mid-March, and there is still a long stretch of this year left. Plenty of time for this situation to either be corrected or to get significantly worse. Let's be very clear about what's happening here. I have reviewed your public comment rules, both current and past, and I've reviewed recordings of these meetings. What I see is not isolated. It's a pattern. People are being interrupted, cut off, and blocked from speaking on agenda items they have every right to address. The phrase personal attack is being used as a weapon to shut people down. It's vague, it's inconsistent, and it's being applied whenever convenient. That is not order. That is control. In January, I made a clear statement. If I was interrupted while speaking, I would take action. And it happened. I was speaking about myself, and I was cut off. The gavel came down, and I was accused of making a personal attack against myself. When I asked for an explanation, there was none. Everyone here who witnessed that moment chose to stay silent. No one corrected it. No one challenged it. That silence matters because it shows this is not just one person's conduct. It's being allowed to happen. So let me be equally clear now. I will be filing a suit for this, not just against the mayor, but against the council members who stood by and allowed this to continue. Accountability does not stop at the person holding the gavel. It extends to those who enable it. This is not going away. It will be ignored. It will not be ignored, and it will not be brushed aside with vague language and selective enforcement. This situation is escalating, and it will continue to escalate until it is addressed properly. Now, I've looked at case law, and I've had attorneys do this as well, and there's a lot of cases that go all the way up to the Supreme Court that suggest that you guys are screwed when it comes to this, and I look forward to it playing out in the courts. And so I hope that I hope Richie Park's worth it to you. Now, I just have one final message before I leave here tonight. You guys got my demand email. Your outside counsel, Bo Barrett, and some of you council members got it as well. And when I was saying that there's going to be 8 suits, I'm not bluffing. At some point, you guys are going to be uninsurable. And so if you use the cops to leverage things, they're going to be uninsurable too, because they'll be co-defendants. One last thing, Scotty boy, do the town and your legacy a favor and resign. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Will. Is there anybody else? Hey, be careful. It's slick outside. All right, with that, there's no other members of the public present, so that will end the public comment period. The next meeting is April 2nd, Thursday, at 6:30 p.m. here at the Community Center, and that will be the regular meeting for April. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I make that motion.
I'll second.
So Larry's made the motion. Cheryl has seconded to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Didn't Carol make the motion? And
Cheryl. Cheryl made the motion?
Yeah, but that isn't quite what you said, was it?
I believe so. Okay, I'll restate it. Cheryl made the motion to adjourn, and Larry is seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. And one absent, and I see that there was a call from...
she must have been confused on the number.
Yep, so it is now 6:37, and this meeting is adjourned. They stopped recording. And
so. Yeah, like an old man, Brad.
Oh, man, that's been killing.